Love is an illusion. Pyar maya hai. Welcome to Story Talking with Laksh. New listeners, existing listeners, people who followed me on this podcast or on Launchora or on any of the other mediums that exist socially, welcome to the show. If you are new to this show, let me tell you that I'm about to talk about a new show that is currently in distribution that I wrote and made during the lockdown period. The show is called Tumne Kisi Se Kabhi Pyar Kiya Hai. If what I just said did not make sense to you because you don't understand Hindi, I apologize that you're not able to understand the show. What I'm about to talk about moving forward in this episode will be in English, but I'll be referencing the story. The reason I'm doing that is because people who have been loving the show happen to have questions about the story, happen to have questions about what it was like to write this stuff during the lockdown, what it was like to create these characters and to tell the story and to create this journey. So I figured I'll put all of that together in this little mini series. The previous episode, called Love is a Long Story, I talked about the first 6 episodes of the show and also about really the genesis of the idea and how it came to be. In this episode, I'll be talking about parts 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, so the next 6 episodes. It is June 8th as I'm saying this. It is 7 p.m. in the evening. We've had 3 new episodes come out. And by we, I mean, you know, you and me, listeners. 3 new episodes came out earlier this morning, parts 13, 14, 15. If you haven't heard them yet, that's completely fine. I'm not going to spoil the story. Because actually, I don't know if you're like me. I don't like spoilers at all. And as much as I think this story doesn't really have a lot of spoilers, people are really getting attached to the characters. I had someone message me maybe a week ago about a character that they really liked, and I was like, oh, you're gonna really love the rest of that character's journey. And turns out I was telling a spoiler because they didn't know that character was coming back yet because they hadn't heard that episode. So I felt bad because I would never want someone to do that to me, but had to do that to another person. So if that person is listening right now, I'm really sorry. But I mean, actually, that person did say they were very happy that character is about to come back. So maybe, you know, they're fine with it. The character I'm talking about is the character of Maya, by the way. If you have heard episodes 7 to 12 or part 7 to 12, then you know what went down throughout that 6 episode journey. So let's dive right in. So this is something I've talked about on the Instagram posts, well, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter posts that I'm doing. Also LinkedIn, I guess. Yes, I'm posting it on LinkedIn. Where I kind of give a little bit of, you know, historical, I guess not historical, but some context to each episode. So if you haven't been seeing those, you can go on my Instagram and you'll see like a bunch the 12 episodes of stories of not the BTS or something, but yeah, I talked recently about how these episodes, the show was written in sets of 3. So it was like stories have beginnings, middles, and ends. I knew that I didn't want to make this show long episodes. I wanted them to be bite-sized. I wanted every episode to be under 10 minutes. At first, I thought I'd make every episode under 5 minutes, but that turned out to be really hard to do, given how I tend to write and how I tend to perform the story. At one point, I thought an episode was going to be 6 minutes. It turned out to be 11 minutes just because of how much content and words I had to get through. And I also take multiple takes of sentences and whole sections sometimes. In fact, I'll get into that later. But episode 7 picks up right at the end of episode 6, where, as you know by now, the narrator is holding hands with the first girlfriend he's about to have. And at the same time, the girl that he was really interested in and had developed feelings for, he saw her across the compound of his friend's house, and he saw her for like 2 seconds, and he was sure it was her, and he could just he saw her. Like, they had eye contact. And the reason that episode and that scene was important to me was because this is an audio show. There's a limit to how much I can ask you to just listen to a character describe his life. There had to be a visual element to the story. There had to be something that makes you feel like, oh, I know what is happening. I know where they are. Physically, I know what's happening, and it I would liken it to reading a book. When you're reading a book and the writer is getting very descriptive, you may lose interest, like I do sometimes. If I turn the page and I see no dialogue for like 2 pages, 3 pages, I get very let's say less interested to reading those 2 pages. I just want to get through them. So just like in a book, the writer sets up the scene to be more visual and then adds dialogue to keep you going, keep you reading. Since this story was all description, I had to not only put in some dialogue, but also had to add some visual elements. So the aspect of Maya's eyes was very crucial to the story, as you will see later on as well. So yeah, that's where the idea for the end of part 6 and the opening of part 7 came from. The rest of part 7, which is called Ye Kali Kali Aankhein, which is a song from the movie Bazigar, one of my favorite movies. And the rest of that episode is really the aftermath of him getting used to the fact that Maya is going to be gone from his life now. And it's all about Radha. It's all about this relationship. But all he wanted was this until he got the glimpse of something else. And then he wanted that. And the reason behind having that happen, not only just in terms of a plot, but I wanted the character to realize that just because you think you want something doesn't mean that's what you're gonna want all the time or moving on. And at that age, when he was 14, when this happened, and by the end of these 6 episodes, he's gonna be 18. So there was 4 years to cover in these 6 episodes. And by the end of that episode, I wanted him to start seeing patterns. Well, this was... He doesn't really start seeing the patterns. I should retract that. I could delete it, but I'd rather just go on this little rant. I wanted him to have a history of patterns. And because he's a 25-year-old telling the story from 11 years ago, he now has new context for telling the story. So I'm just going to say that there's a reason why he remembers Maya standing in at the gate. There's a reason why even 11 years later, that's an important memory to him. Part 8, which is called Kya Yahi Pyar Hai, that episode I really wanted to be about just his first relationship and how even though he's looking back, he remembers it for what he thinks of it after it ended. So this is the interesting thing about telling the story, right? I'm not telling a 14-year-old story. I'm not telling a 14-year-old's thoughts. I'm telling a 25-year-old's thoughts about what it was like to be 14. So there is a difference between what he actually felt in this relationship when it was alive 11 years ago and what he remembers it as now. It's kind of like when you see an image for the first time and it's abstract. You think it's abstract and it takes you like a minute to see the actual, you know, subject of the image. And once you've seen the subject, you can go back to the abstract. So because he's remembering the story, he's going to remember what it means to him and what he went through afterwards and how he figured out how to save that portion of his life as a story in his head. What actually happened during that relationship, we don't really get a big glimpse of. And that was important to me to share because I didn't really, I mean, given the context of why he's telling the story, I didn't want him to get too deep into it because he has had more, so I mean, you know, a little bit of a obvious spoiler, but he's had more serious relationships since then. So him looking back at his first relationship when he was 14, he's not going to think it was love. But because it was his first love, there's a different way for him to remember it. That's why the title is Kya Yahi Pyar Hai, because when he was 14, he was questioning that. Is this what love is? Is this what is always going to be? Is this what I'm always going to be? And that's kind of the struggle for the rest of this little set of episodes too, is because at every given point, you know, a teenager, I mean, I'm speaking from my perspective, thinks that I'm done growing up. So his 14-year-old self was really, I mean, struggling with this idea of, is this all there is? And for me, that was, of course, the love story element, the having a, you know, this, I think Geo7 recently called it a romance podcast, which I think is very generous to me. I don't think I'm making a romantic story, although the premise is, in a optimistic way, a romantic gesture, but in a more realistic way, what this guy is doing for his future wife is a little risky, in my opinion. But that was, you know, that was the premise. So anyway, the whole thing of him questioning what love is, for me, that's, and this is just, you know, my take as a listener of my own show. It's, for me, it's a metaphor for how you question life, how you question existence, how you question who you are. And moving on, when we get to episode 9, where he goes to Delhi, for me, adding that character of Saloni was important to add as his next hurdle. Because, I mean, every episode of this show is a guy retelling his life's hurdles, is his life's mistakes, his life's learnings. And the character of Saloni, I had to be very admittedly, and hopefully people are fine with it, I had to be a little superficial because that's all he at that age wanted. He was still not done with how he had treated Maya. He felt guilt. He felt like he didn't really deserve to be loved, to be understood by someone. So when he met Saloni, the idea there was that he needs to see that if you think you don't deserve something, you're going to go for people who treat you like you don't deserve, you know, to be treated better. And The thought that comes to mind is the line from Perks of Being a Wallflower. That is, we accept the love that we think we deserve. So a little bit of, you know, homage to what that story talked about in that particular scene. So yeah, that's why Saloni is kind of this character that he calls, you know, a villain, a gabbar. But again, the premise there is that he is trying to not make himself sound like a bad guy to his potential future wife, Priya. So he kind of twists the tale like that. And when we jump into episode 10, and he's talking about going back to Chandigarh, but now having experienced this completely different life in Delhi, Saloni represents change like that, a bigger world, something you're not used to, something that just feels very new and exciting. So Saloni represents Delhi. Just that's why the superficiality was there, because something on the outside is going to look attractive to you if you don't even know what the inside is. And later on, as the story progresses and he starts living in Delhi, which you'll see, he'll also start seeing that aspect about Delhi. Saloni, the rest of episode 10 was, I believe, quite a little bit of a dark period, because he had to do this horrible thing, which is to break up with Radha. And I wanted to be very, very, very direct about how he does that, because I didn't want him to, the 25-year-old had to look back at that period and know that it was a mistake. Because if he hasn't acknowledged that when he's 25, then he's not ready to be loved by someone else, which, you know, in this case would be Priya. So for me, that was important to be very, he knows that what he did when he broke up with Radha was bad. He knows that he took away someone's potential future with, I'll get into, you'll hear more of that stuff in future episodes, because there's a lot more to go, guys. So yeah, that's why the breakup was crucial. And then also I had to put the ending of episode 12, which is the what my friends who have been listening and some people who have been messaging me call the kiss. So as you can tell, and I've been very PG, you know, almost G-rated with the show, because again, he's talking to someone he is, you know, he's telling this to his potential future wife. So he's not going to get very specific and graphic about what kind of a love life he has had. So that whole kiss thing was not really there to be there as a little, you know, romantic romance scene to put. It was more about how Delhi and Saloni at that age seduced him. And that was basically Delhi telling him that, oh, I want you to come here. This is where you belong. And he ignored all the warnings. He ignored all the conditions of what he needs to acknowledge, that nothing's going to be different if he just thinks Delhi's perfect. And then again, Saloni represents that aspect of him wanting to move out of his own life, his own shell, and just being attracted to this outside life, to this bigger life. Then we come into finally episode 12. Oh yeah, I really do like that line at the end of episode 11 where Saloni, you know, we get a glimpse into what Saloni really, he remembers her as, which is when she says that, I wanted you to see that this is, I wanted you to meet my ex-boyfriend so you could see why, who I'm leaving you for. So I really enjoyed that, writing that line for me. That was just a little bit of fun. I don't know if there was too much of deep thought there. I just thought it was a fun line to write to represent a character in a story who really we never really get to fully understand. And that was important because neither him nor Saloni tried to understand each other. And that is a big theme for the rest of the show, is where does love come out of? How do you know someone loves you? How do you know that you love someone? And that idea of wanting to being understood, feeling understood, and wanting to be understood and understanding someone else is a component of that. Now we come to episode 12, finally. The last episode I'm going to talk about in this episode. Part 12 is called Mujhko Hui Na Khabar. And that's a song from Dil To Pagal Hai, a movie that I've seen many, many times. And for me, I'd say this is my favorite ending of an episode so far. At the end of 6, you saw what was, you know, potentially the end of the Maya character. And many times, many, many, many times in life, people, once they disappear, they don't come back. But sometimes, if enough time passes by, people do show up out of nowhere. And there's an aspect of the Maya character that I hoped people, you know, got attached to, because her story never really ended. She just disappeared into thin air. And that, here's the thing, right? You know that I wrote this whole story before I had recorded it. So I knew what scene I wanted Maya to enter in, which is when he is sitting down on his first day in his first class, and then this girl comes and asks him, "Ki, you know, is this seat empty? Is the seat taken?" So for me, that I knew that this is how he enters his life in the tuition center four years ago, when he was 14, right? And now he's 18. Yeah, 4 years ago. So I knew that I wanted Maya to come back, because that was the reason that I ended her story in episode 6 that way. I knew that she was going to come back, which meant, how do you make her enter at the right time? And the before she enters in part 12, you see him almost as a 18-year-old start to think about what he has done wrong in his past, which was how he treated Radha. And I knew I wanted him to think about that and grow from that, because, you know, if you don't learn from a past mistake, then you don't even know it was a mistake and you haven't grown as a person. But it wasn't going to be that easy, because lessons don't come at a time when we think we're ready to learn. Lessons come when we need to learn. So I knew that I didn't want him to just, you know, he gets, like, Saloni breaks up with him and then he realizes, oh, I did something bad with Radha. Clearly, I need to learn my lesson. Like, this is the lesson. I need to be a better person. I wanted him to learn that at an even more crucial time. So giving him this ending, this, well, kind of like a anti-ending, at the end of 12, when Maya shows up, he is just, he's remembering how he was almost there. And again, remember what I said in the beginning, this is a 25-year-old remembering what it was like to be 18. So he may actually not have even thought about it, but he is remembering it as a story now, that because of what's going to happen later in this story, he realizes that, you know, I should have been thinking about stuff like that. Maybe things would have been different if I had already worked on this aspect of myself. So that's the end of part 12. I'm very, very, very excited for you to hear the next few parts. I'm going to record another one of these after you listen to 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. So 13, 14, 15 are already up. 16, 17, 18 will come out on June 15th. I will release the next episode of Story Talking, where I'm going to talk about all this, on the, well, after the 22nd, so that you have some time to listen. And then after that, finally, once you have episodes 18, 19, well, episodes, sorry, 19, 20, and 21, which is the final three episodes, once that's done, once you have that, I'll give you a little breakdown of that. Feel free to send me questions about the whole writing process. If there's something specific you want to know, if there's something that you think wasn't clear about the story so far, I've tried to make it an easy listen. But yeah, tell me. I really appreciate everyone who has been listening, who's been supportive, who's been, you know, sending me messages. I absolutely love all the love that you've given this story. As of right now, I believe we are over 260,000 listens off the show. And that's not just, I mean, you know, if I'm sure many of you know that that's nowhere near the kind of stuff that you get on YouTube. But YouTube is a video platform. And in podcasting, a listen, a play, only really counts if someone hears it for at least 30 seconds to a minute. So that means these are real listens. These are people engaged with the story. These are people like you who have been sort of addicted. So I'm happy that some of you are addicted, because it's not a bad addiction. This show is a lot of fun for me to write. And I'm glad you are also having fun listening to it. Thank you for everything. My name is Laksh Thatta. This is Story Talking with Laksh. I'll see you in the next one.